The Chayyim continues in Klal Samach Zayin, the Siman Tezvav. He talks about the case where not where the parents are telling the child to do an Aveira, and not when the parent is asking for something for his own needs, and there's a conflict in time between Kibud Av V'Em and the mitzvah, the other mitzvah, but where the parent is trying to give a child direction of how to do a mitzvah, and the child will have to do the mitzvah differently than the way the parent wants it to do it. So the first example is Talmud Torah, Gadol Mikibud Av V'Em. So the logic would say that we should accept the parents' direction. Part of Kibud Av V'Em is to listen to the parents. So if the parent tells the child to do a mitzvah a certain way, and that option is a viable option, we should do it that way. But if a child feels that he will do the mitzvah more optimally in a different way, so he has the right to choose to do so. So the child wishes to travel to a different place to learn. He feels confident that he will benefit from this traveling to learn better. The father is protesting, the father is disagreeing, the father does not want the child to go. And the father even gives a valid argument. It's not a safe place. The place where the child wants to go to learn is a city where they tend to make up stories against the Jews, and potentially the child might be put in a situation where some false accusations are made against him. So the father is concerned about the child's safety, which is a valid concern of the father, and he does not want the child to go there. He says, you can learn over here. Why should you go over there? You can learn over here. So Ein Tzarach Lishmor Al Aviv. However, the child feels that the risk is worth it for the benefit of his learning. The child has a right to say, I know myself, I know where I will learn better, I understand myself better than my father in that regard, and I will benefit from traveling there, and I want to go there, and I want to take that chance. So the child is not mechuyev to listen to the directive of the parent in this regard, because he feels he will gain more from learning over there. It gives another example. Imo'av mo'icha beben lisa isha shechof itzba. And the child has come to the conclusion that this is the woman that he wants to marry. He feels that they are appropriate for each other for various different reasons. And the father does not want that. The father wants the child to marry somebody else. Obviously, in a scenario where the father wants the benefit of the other woman for financial considerations, it's more worthwhile to the father because of the finances to marry this other family. But that's not a consideration. But even if he feels, the father says, I think you'll do better elsewhere. So the halacha is that Ein Tzarach Lishmor Al Aviv. The child does not need to listen to the parent. Now, obviously, that if the child, the parents have much more practical knowledge or understanding of how the world works than the children. And the parent is raising that there are concerns, practical concerns, which the child says, I disagree with. The child should take the parent's concerns very, very seriously, because the parent does understand more about how the real world works than the child does many times. So the child should take that in strong consideration. There also is the consideration of the impact that it will have on a relationship with his parents. It's something which the child has to understand when they make these decisions. But the basic concept of Chayyim is saying is that the parent does not have the authority to direct the child how to function. After everything is said and done, the child has a mitzvah to respect the parent, to service the parent. The child has a mitzvah to regard the parents as extraordinary people. But it's not a power of control that the parent has over the child, that the parent has the right to direct the child exactly how they should be living their life. That's not the it's not a club to bang over the child's head to force them to do whatever they want, to abuse them and to control them. So the child feels that this is to their benefit, they have a right to do that. Now the Chayyim will say later on that the parent should not overly burden the child, because the nature of that point in time is to rebel against that, and the parent thereby is being machshel the child. So that's another point. But just from this direction over here, the point that the Chayyim is saying is that the child has a right to calculate what makes sense for them and do what's best for their own interests in their own life. That's not part of the mitzvah of kibud av v'em. I will clarify this more by Hashem in the upcoming shurim. The next example that the Chayyim gives is really a different point, and we'll clarify that by Hashem in the upcoming shurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.